Intentional Grounding is brought to you by CJ Wilson Mazda and the Zoom Zoom Nation. Let me tell you one thing about CJ Wilson Mazda. They are not your typical dealership. There are no suits, no high pressure sales, just regular people who treat you like a neighbor. And they have special monthly incentives all month long, which make it a great time to buy or trade. The other thing you should know is that the good people at CJ Wilson Mazda are always trying to make your car shopping fun. You can test drive a CJ Wilson Mazda in Orland Park, Countryside, and Lake Villa, and always online at ZoomZoomNation.com. Let's go.
We'll look at the tape.
It's Intentional Grounding.
I think we got to come out hard and stay hard.
Part of Chicago's best Bears coverage.
I don't know.
Now, here they are.
They're day-to-day in my mind.
WGN Radio's very own Adam Hope.
I'm violent.
And the Chicago Sun-Times' Adam Johns.
What an a-hole.
Hug it, chug it, football!
Welcome in, Intentional Grounding, episode 71, the Josh Sitton episode. I'm Mark Harmon, sitting in for Adam Hogue. Adam Johns of the Chicago Sun-Times up in Detroit as the Bears fall to the Lions 20-17. A very competitive game on the road against a team that most likely is going to be in the playoffs, minus a collapse in the last 3 weeks. But ill-timed holding penalties on the final drive and not catching the football, which has been a thing for Josh Bellamy. I mean, I think on some level it's that simple, Adam. And also, I think the Bears were impressive today overall. They competed, they were right there, and they easily could have won the football game.
Yeah, I guess you could feel good about this one, Carm. Why? Because look at all the young players playing. Look at who Matt Barkley is throwing to. Josh Bellamy, Cameron Meredith, Deontay Thompson, Daniel Brown. Does anybody in Chicago really know who Daniel Brown is? I mean, he is their third or fourth tight end, really, who just joined the team a few weeks ago. I think when you have to evaluate this team and maybe the fight that they showed today, some of that context is important. Here are the Lions, the NFC North favorite. Matthew Stafford is an MVP candidate, and they gave him a run for their money. This team full of second and first year players, this team full of third, fourth, and fifth stringers starting and playing quality snaps, they gave the Lions a run for their money, and that really speaks to them buying into John Fox, them buying into Vic Fangio and Adal Loggins even there. So you can feel good about this one to some extent, I think.
Well, okay, you hit on a couple things here. Number one, I want to start with Daniel Brown, because here's a guy who went to James Madison, and you look at his numbers at James Madison, it wasn't like he was dominating at James Madison. He wasn't on the field much there. He was injured a ton, and he only really was super productive his junior year. He played six games for the Ravens, yet he's making diving catches. He looks like he knows exactly what he's doing out there. And he's blocking all right, too, as far as I can tell. I mean, I like this guy, Adam.
Yeah. Well, you know they got a hold of tight end with Zach Miller out again. It goes to the attrition and all the injuries the Bears have had this season. But, yeah, if you're looking for things to feel good about, you got these no-name players coming in, playing hard, making big plays. Again, Daniel Brown made a diving catch. This is a guy from a small school, and he's doing big things in a very hostile environment. So, I'm stretching to look for positives here. I know what they are this season. They are 3-10. They're still on that course for a high draft pick. But you got a team full of young players, no-name players, really giving it their all and really keeping the Bears in games. I mean, they're competitive. They were competitive against a pretty good Lions team today.
Adam Johns of the Chicago Sun-Times with us. Who do you think, let's get a best player MVP? For me, it's Matt Barkley. I thought he was great, and I don't think that's overstating it. There was a couple times where he could have been picked off but wasn't, so he kind of sneaked through there. But again, when they needed him most, he was making big-time throws.
Yeah, he had three passes where I guess you could describe them as forced, where you don't want him to make those decisions. Yes, he had some pressure. Yes, he may have gotten panicky. Maybe some guys are running the wrong routes. Maybe his protection is breaking down. So you want him to maybe ground the ball, muff it, throw it away. But he tried to force throws and nearly had three interceptions at some very bad moments for the Bears. But again, he escaped that. To me, what stood out was one is touchdown pass to Cam Meredith. I mean, that was a Jay Cutler-like strong throw down the sideline in a tight window. Very impressive throw. And there was another throw he had where he showed great poise in the end zone. It was a play-action play. He eluded some pressure, stepped up, and delivered a strike to Deontay Thompson, I think it was, down the left sideline. And a very impressive moment for a guy who's making his third career start in the NFL. Look, he's made a fan out of John Fox, and that is the all-important thing right now. I mean, John Fox has said today after the game that he's very impressed by what this kid is doing. He called him a kid, too. So that bodes well for Matt Barkley's future. Now I want to see what he does when he has Alshon Jeffrey back in the lineup. He actually has a true number one receiver. Cam Meredith can now be that number two for him. So I think some bigger tests are ahead in terms of what players he has with him. And you got the Packers coming up, and then you got the Redskins and whatnot. But so just the bottom line here with Matt Barkley, a pretty impressive day overall with some pretty impressive throws.
I thought that Jordan Howard showed well again. It's incredible to me that he's running through holes, and I'm thinking to myself, could Adam Johns run through that? Because, I mean, there's some good room going on. He's not elusive, right? And he's not going to run by you, at least not all the way to the house. I mean, but yet he breaks tackles, and he seems like he has a very good sense of where he should be going. I mean, it was another good day for him, but I'm kind of wondering, is this sort of a product of he's getting room, or is this guy actually really going to be, you know, top 10 running back in the NFL in a couple of years? What do you think?
I think, you know, he was a fifth-round pick for good reason, right? What's he missing? That final burst, that final speed element where he could take that 31-yard run and make it a 51-yard touchdown run. You know what I'm saying? He's missing that final burst. Now, he's also... But let's look at what he does from a positive fashion, right? He's very good at being patient for those holes to develop. He's got very good vision in finding those holes and setting up his linebackers or the opposing linebackers, especially with these zone runs that they run, inside zone, outside zone runs that they run, where he really has to be patient and set those guys up. So he's been impressive. Yes, he may not have that. Yeah, final elite speed that you like out of your running back. He's not Chris Johnson, not Adrian Peterson, but I think he's fast enough, and I think he's definitely strong enough to be, a top 10 back in this league. He's proving it over and over and over again. He's on the pace for 1,000 rushing yards. I think the Lions had some stat today where they haven't allowed over or many 25-yard rushes this year, and he had a couple today, so... A good day for the offensive line opening up those holes, but it's also Jordan Howard finding those holes, being patient to find them, and seeing them attacking it and really gaining those big yards if he has to run through an arm tackle.
And despite a bunch of positives, of course, they did lose the football game today. What your biggest concern, biggest disappointment from the loss?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tie my most valuable player of the game into my biggest concern. There was a play that Matthew Stafford made, that scramble for a touchdown, right, where you kind of saw the youth and you kind of saw the defense on its heels a bit. You saw Mitch Unrein fail to make the tackle. You saw Leonard Floyd turn late to try to bring him down. You saw John Timu completely miss on the tackle, and Matthew Stafford scored. So it was disconcerting for the defense, which has been so good. So that's a concern for me, especially when you need to close out that situation. But then again, that's Matthew Stafford, the MVP candidate, making a play when he has to.
Yeah, that play right there, he should not have been able to make it all the way to the end zone, no doubt. I still, when I look at the defensive side of the football, there was a lot of great plays by the cornerbacks today. But I also wonder, at what point will some of these young guys learn to have some ball recognition? There were some untimely pass interference calls, which, by the way, happens all around the NFL, but the Bears had some of that today as well. What do we learn the most today, Adam? Your biggest sort of answer going forward here after with now three games to go and the Packers coming in?
You know what? I think these young players are really buying into their coaching. Two, that the Bears actually probably have a very good coaching staff. And three, Matt Barkley. Look, Carm, I'm not calling him your guy, Josh McCown, but he is that throw to Cameron Meredith, some of the poise he showed in the pocket, even just the ability to keep fighting back when they had the holding penalties by Charles Leno and Ted Larson in the final minutes, which came after big completions, right? The Daniel Braverman, the Cam Meredith, I mean, huge chunks of yardage taken back by holding penalties. And here he is delivering a pass on 4th and 11 with 19 seconds left right into Josh Bellamy's shoulder. Yes, the receiver has to make the catch. Yes, it is just Josh Bellamy. Maybe Alshon Jeffrey makes that play. But to see what Matt Barkley did, the poise, the command, the confidence, the arm velocity, the arm strength. Look, I don't know if he's going to be a long-term answer here, but he has definitely resurrected his career. He is better than what everybody thought he was 2 years ago when the Philadelphia Eagles and Chip Kelly waved goodbye to him.
And the proof's going to be in the pudding, too, by the way. He's a free agent at the end of the year. Teams are going to come after this guy. I don't know if they're going to throw him, you know, crazy Brock Osweiler type of contract, but if he plays well the final 3 weeks and maybe has one signature big game, don't be surprised if there's some serious money being thrown at Matt Barkley. You know, people need quarterbacks. He's young. There's talent there. That wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, look at the money Josh McCown, your guy, got after
right?
A few good games with Mark Trestman. Teams are so desperate for that quarterback that they are willing to spend crazy oil money for Brock Osweiler. It's just the nature of the beast here. And look, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself in anointing what Matt Barkley could be, but he is definitely proving to be better than what everybody thought a couple years ago when the Eagles thought he was nothing and said goodbye to him. So, look, I think he is well on that path where the Bears, if they're not seriously considering him bringing him back, I think tomorrow they have to when they look at the film. You know, his teammates rave about him in that locker room, that they love the way he not only throws the ball, but the demeanor he has. He has those wanted quarterback characteristics that really rally players around him in the locker room. So he's got a lot of things that you like in a quarterback, and he's only 26 years old. He wouldn't be the first quarterback to really break out late in his career for whatever reason, situation, development, injury, or whatever reason it could be.
Adam Johns, read him in the Sun Times. I'm Mark Carmen, sitting in for Adam Hoge on intentional grounding as the Bears fall to the Detroit Lions, now 3-10. Green Bay coming in. The Packers, Aaron Rodgers said they wouldn't lose again, and they haven't, including some impressive wins here. Now one game over 500 at 7-6. That game's not officially over, but I'm going to take a leap here that Green Bay is 7-6 when you hear this. Adam, we'll talk to you during the week and appreciate the time today, as always, as we're getting towards the end here. Three games to go. Bears and the Packers up next.
Carm, this was fun. It was a pleasure, these two podcasts, my friend.
I enjoyed it greatly, and I feel great handing it back off to the podcast rightful owner, Adam Hoge, who great news this week with young Sung James, who had successful surgery, and great to have Adam feeling comfortable with his son and coming back to the podcast. So I look forward to listening, and if I've ever needed in the future, Adam Johns, you know that I am there for both you guys.
You're the Matt Barkley of the Intentional Grounding Podcast.
Absolutely.
Coming in, playing hero, and delivering quality podcast analysis.
Thank you. Thank you oh so much. That means a lot. All right, Adam, good to talk with you.
Take care, Carm.
It's Adam Johns. I'm Mark Carmen. Hope you enjoyed it. The Bears and the Packers up next.